Well, good morning to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Dana McKibben, one of the fellows that preaches here at the Pine Top Church of Christ. Glad that you've tuned in this morning. Hope and trust as we open the Word of the Lord, searching the Scriptures to find out what God's will is, to be encouraged to do God's will, to learn or to be reminded and to be energized to do the will of the Lord. Before we get into our Bible study, we'd like to invite you to the regular services here today at the Pine Top Church of Christ. Meet at 1102 Pine Top Road in Russell Springs. It's in the Windsor community here in Russell County. We'll meet this morning beginning at 9 a.m. Central Time for the Bible study. Worship will follow at 9:45, and then this afternoon at 4:30, we'll have evening service. Welcome to come and be with us. Love for you to have you to come and visit with us as we seek to worship the Lord. And we hope that's your mindset, to worship God in spirit and in truth. Both are essential. Both are necessary. Because that's the kind of God, that's the kind of worship that God is looking for. To worship in spirit and to worship in truth. And that's what we want to do, is just simply be true worshipers of God. Well, coming up next Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, which is kind of a national holiday. It has goes back to the end of the 1800s. A day was designated to give thanks to God. And it's kind of a national holiday. We're off work. And anyway, time to be with family, time to reflect, to be thankful. And, of course, as you study the Bible, we should always be thankful. I mean, there are just so many passages that talks about giving thanks to the Lord, because we have many things to give thanks for. You know, one of the problems that happened with the Gentiles, Paul talks about it there in Romans chapter 1, that what happened was that they didn't retain God in their knowledge. And it says there, as we look there in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So here we have people that doesn't retain God in their knowledge. It just sort of kind of, well, it just sort of pushed out of their mindset, out of their thinking. And so what happens? Well, another thing that kind of follows, neither were they thankful. Now, what that implies, when it says neither were they thankful, that implies we have something to be thankful for, but also implies that we have someone to be thankful to. We should be thankful to God, and we have many things to be thankful for. And so what we want to study, a passage about Thanksgiving, is in Luke chapter 17, the story about the 10 lepers, and just kind of talk about that story and talk about the need for giving thanks, not just one day a year on Thanksgiving Day, but really, it should be a daily practice that we are always giving thanks. We have blessings, we have physical blessings, we have spiritual blessings that are offered and are provided for in Christ Jesus. And so in reality, we have really lots of things to be thankful for, and let us be thankful. All right, in Luke chapter 17, beginning verse 11, it says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 lepers, 10 men which were lepers, which stood afar off." Because lepers were not to interchange with society. They were to say unclean, unclean. Didn't want this disease to be spread. And so that's how they were dealt with. They stood afar off. You're kind of isolated. You just sort of lived among lepers generally. They sort of kind of went one with another. They see Jesus afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Now, it's an interesting point, because mercy is the idea of having compassion, of having compassion in your heart, etc. And so what we learn and what we see is that when they cried out for mercy, they're not just asking for Jesus to say, "Oh, we'll just feel sorry for us," but that he would feel sorry, that he would have compassion, and that he would move to act to help relieve and to help them in their problem of having leprosy. It was kind of a dreaded disease to have there in the first century. It certainly would be a dreaded disease today. as other diseases are. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. So here they are, going to go show themselves to the priest, and they're cleansed as they're journeying that away. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God. I mean, just gratitude is just filling his heart, overwhelmed with gratitude. And, I mean, wouldn't we all feel that kind of gratitude? Well, I hope that we would. To have something to be thankful for, to have someone to be thankful to, and that would be the Lord, of course, who heals, and by divine providence, by the power of God, because it was a miracle that took place. I mean, this just doesn't just happen. It was a miracle, and Jesus performed a mighty miracle. And so this one turned back and with a loud voice, not just, oh, thank you, Lord. No, I mean, he was so thankful and just very predominantly with strong voice, giving glory, giving thanks, giving honor, showing gratitude. He had an attitude of gratitude. I seen that sound one time. I thought it was really good. Have an attitude of gratitude. And we should always have an attitude of gratitude. One of the basic sins of the Gentiles as they plummet away from God was ingratitude, as we saw there in Romans chapter 1. And so he fell down on his face at his feet, that is the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. And it says, and he was a Samaritan. Now the Samaritans, they were like the kind of the half-breeds. They were part Jew and they were part Gentile. The Jews had intermingled after the Assyrian captivity, and so they really wasn't fully identified with the Gentiles, wasn't fully identified with the Jews, and sort of an outcast and of being like half-breeds. And the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans, as you read there in the book of John chapter 4. I mean, that just prejudice that sort of permeated in society there in the first century. And so it describes this man was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? What a penetrating question. Where are the 9? I mean, 10 were cleansed. Only one comes back to give thanks. The implication is, when Jesus says, we're not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? They all should have had hearts filled with gratitude because they were all cleansed. Only the Samaritan. I don't know if the others were just full-blooded Jews or if any of them happened to be Gentiles, but only this Samaritan came and gave thanks. And Jesus says, where are the 9? Where are the 9? I mean, 10 were cleansed. We're not 10 cleansed. And the answer, of course, yeah, there were 10 cleansed. There were 10 lepers. They're the ones that crying out, having mercy. Jesus showed mercy. They received mercy. But where's the gratitude? Where's the thanksgiving in their heart? Where is the appreciation in their disposition? It's not there. And you see, the point is that we should always have a heart of gratitude. Why? Because we receive blessings. I mean, because sometimes people, well, you know, I don't have one. Well, do you have air to breathe? Well, yeah. Well, that's provided by God. I mean, do we enjoy the sunshine and the rain and the blessings, in the blessings of just living here on planet Earth with sunshine, rain, crops growing, etc.? Well, yeah. Well, we enjoy that. I mean, do we have life? Are we living? Well, okay, yeah, well, we're living. And you can just kind of look at those blessings. We have food, we have clothes, and maybe we don't have the very best of clothes. Maybe we don't have the very finest when it comes to foods, but we have provisions. So let us be thankful. Let us always be thankful. We have much to be thankful for. Salvation is offered. If we've been forgiven, well, that's a biggie. Because that's our greatest problem, is the problem of sin. And Jesus comes and brings salvation. He brings to us the capacity to receive forgiveness, to receive pardon, to have our sins taken away. That's what remission is. Remission means that they're taken away. And so we have many things to be thankful for. Jesus says, we're not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? I mean, we live, we breathe, we have life, we have blessings physical, we have blessings spiritual. And the implication is, yeah, well, there should have been 10 that came back and give glory. They are not found that returned to give glory to God, save the stranger. I mean, a Samaritan, an outcast of society, the Samaritan came and gave thanks. What about these other 9? Maybe they were all Jews. I would tend to presume that, here being in Palestine, being in the land of Israel. But it was only the Samaritan that came back and gave thanks. And he said unto him, rise, go your way. Your faith had made thee whole. And so he, of course, gives glory to God. And so should it be. And that's the way it is for us, that we should be giving glory to God. We should be giving thanksgivings to God. You know, Paul said in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, in verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. We need to have the attitude of gratitude. Not only just to say thanks, but to that emanates from our heart. That we're just so thankful within our heart. We're just so appreciative in our heart. I mean, to receive these blessings that God grants unto us, the things that people do for us, and to say thanks and to have thanks in our hearts. There in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul says in verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Yeah, everything give thanks. We have so much to be thankful for. Physically, we live in a country with freedoms and privileges. We have air to breathe. We enjoy the sunshine day in and day out, and the rains that bless the plants that we can have food to eat, and all such things as that. Yes, many things to be thankful for. And so we should have a heart of gratitude, and we should express our gratitude to be giving thanks. In the book of Romans, chapter 14, Paul talking about these matters of individual conscience. And he talks about whether eating meats or not eating meats, be a vegetarian or be a meat eater. And it says there in verse 6, he that regardeth the day regardeth unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord he doth not regard it. And he that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. So whether you're eating just vegetables, you give thanks. Or if you include meats in your diet, okay, you still give thanks. And we eat. I mean, we eat every day. We might choose to fast. And, you know, maybe we go without a day, maybe 2 days. But when we eat, we have something to be thankful for and someone to be thankful to. And so, yeah, nothing wrong with the Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, it kind of reminds us to be a thankful people. But really, for Christians, those that know the Bible, and those that look at the blessings that come their way, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Every day we stop to give thanks. Every day we eat. Every day we live. Every day the blessings that we have, the blessings we have physically, the blessings we have spiritually. Let us give thanks. Let us offer the gratitude of our heart to express our thanks and to give glory to God and give praise and give honor to God for His abundant provisions, not just on one day, the fourth Saturday in November, but every day is the day of Thanksgiving for the child of God, and we should always be a thankful people. Well, we're about out of time. We do appreciate you listening. Do hope that you can come and be out with us at services today. Or if you'd like to study about the Bible, feel free to give me a call, 606-308-5077. Happy to help and study with you on any Bible topic that you might have interest in. Until next time, we bid you farewell.